And in the meantime, I'm going to be pulling up my shit, which is National Days Of, which is not much. Cause
that's weird. I just skip a few weeks and all of a sudden, you know, I can't remember what the fuck to do, you know? I was like, what do I do next?
I know. That's kind of how I feel after I fucking go after, like, work, come back from vacation. I'm like, what are my passwords again? Like, when I got back from L.A., it was only 4 days, 5 days after the weekend or whatever.
Yeah, we only skipped, like, maybe, what, 3 shows or something? And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking forgetting something or...
Yeah, I forgot to log in to work. I was like, hey, dude, I forgot to log in because... I'm sorry. Welcome back.
So the when you left last time, we ate those pot brownies, right? And we watched Ms. Maisel.
Did you finish them?
No. It fucked me up too bad, man. Like,
they were pretty strong.
I know. So I'm going to take like half or a quarter of one. Do you want to like do one at break or something? Or do one now?
No. It's too late now, dude. I'm sure it's a month later. I'm sure they're bad.
I've been in the fridge the whole time. And covered.
Okay. Well,
no, they're fine.
Dude, it's not like it's freaking... I bet you, okay, go, all right.
You want to grab half one or something?
Go get it.
All right.
Bitch hole. warm mine up, dude, and don't make it too big. Man, dude. It's been a long time since I've rock and rolled. Oh, fucking Emma's here. You mean braces. Can she hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? All she said was, what's poppin'? But that doesn't mean anything. Well, that was like now, so I haven't heard anything yet. I think it's working. I mean, fuck. I got the signal going to it, so it seems like it's working. See? It's still good. Have you had one since?
No.
All right. They're very gradual, too. They're like sneak.
No, it took about 2 hours.
And then all of a sudden, blam. Yeah. Boom, ba boom, boom. Boom, ba boom, boom. Boom. Nope. Can you hear us out there? And I mean you, Emma. I have a new client. I have a new client at work, and the company's called Emma. Did you hear that?
I haven't said anything this whole time.
Nope. Nothing. I got signal on here though. It's showing that I have signal.
All right, let me hear it.
Nope.
Well, it's on.
See?
Nothing. I got signal on here though.
And I can do the same fucking thing. Watch.
Emma, you can hear us, right? God damn it.
You're like all moldy and shit.
Yeah, they're fine. They're good, but god damn, it took like 2 hours. And then when they hit, I was really fucked up. I was like, god damn, because I took like a regular brownie size.
Yeah.
You have to take like half of these fuckers.
Ugh. I need some. Where is that coming from? Oh, mine.
Hey, what are you doing? Jesus.
Is there anybody out there? Isn't that a Pink Floyd song?
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there?
So, yeah, we made some brownies with some, like, that condensed milk stuff and...
Why'd you have to mention that?
I don't know. It was my touch.
I knew it.
It was good. It made it good, right?
I don't know, man. I can't tell any difference. I guess he tastes fine with it, with or without it, you know?
Yeah.
I saw an article on the thing, on the internet someplace. It says, the best brownies are come from a box. Prove me wrong, or something like that. I'm okay with brownies altogether, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see the need in, like, making it from fucking scratch if you can just get it from, you know, just as good from a box, honestly. Much quicker, too.
Yes. But
yeah, I don't know. That was too much. The last time I had that, it's like I realized that I don't even.
What
like
was worse, that brownie or the chocolate that you had that one time?
The chocolate. That was, and only like a sliver more. Well, this one was pretty bad too. I kept thinking I had to like fucking pee, and I didn't, and I was just like, "Fuck," you know. And I don't like the loss of control, you know, when I do edibles that are just a little bit too much, even just like a tiny sliver too much, like when it's just, you know.
Well, that's when I just go to sleep.
When it's just right, it's fine. Yeah, see, I can't even sleep, you know, because it's just like I don't feel like.
Nah, dude, I can sleep. Yeah. I fucking just like close my eyes, and all of a sudden I'm in dreamland or whatever. Dreamland.
Yeah, I don't know. I just miss the days of just fucking like just toking out, or you know, smoking a bowl and being okay. And you like the cough tells you when to stop. It's like, okay, I'm good. You know,
right?
As opposed to like, oh, these are good, and then all of a sudden you're like, fuck.
Yeah, God yeah. Damn it. I mean, the only thing with this is that now they're the things are like 10 milligrams. So 10 milligrams is good for me.
Holy shit, Annalise is on. What the hell?
What the fuck?
Hey,
holy crap.
What's up?
What the fuck? How the hell did that happen? Well, see, now we can ask her if, or it could be him, if they can hear anything.
Can anybody hear anything?
Because we're just rambling and we've
been trying to get someone to answer.
And by someone, we mean Emma. Emma's no longer on there. So maybe...
Well, I did type to her because sometimes she has issues hearing and she has to like log off and log back on. So we'll see.
Well,
let's see.
No longer on there.
Annalise, can you hear us?
Testing.
Because like we can hear. It's like I might have forgotten something, but like obviously it's working, right?
Well, that's hear us. That's the.
No, it's broadcasting.
I know, but no one's listening. No one's responding.
You won't hear us.
Okay. Oh. No, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
This is hi. Ha ha. So does that mean hi? I can hear you? Okay. There we go.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. Thanks. Settle down.
All right. Because, yeah, we didn't want to, like, waste all this talk for nothing.
So do you want to get right into why we've been absent for the past 3 weeks?
I guess. I mean, shit.
Hand me Arnold Palmer first. I need something to quench my thirst. That fucking brownie just sucked all my saliva out of my face.
Don't you ever have any water in here?
Oh, I got some brats. Did you see that like fucking hot dog dispenser thing? Or steamer?
Oh my God.
So we could have brats up here now.
Like, you're a fucking weirdo, dude. I swear to God.
The color matches. That's why I got it.
That's the only reason you got it?
Pretty much. Anything that's...
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not... I was... going to get one of those rollers, but then I think the rollers keep like the stuff on there, so it makes it kind of saltier. So I heard the steamers actually makes it kind of juicier and better.
Depends, I swear. On
what kind of hot dog you like.
Fag.
Don't waste it and gross already. Suck it out of your face.
Suck it out of my face. Suck it out of my face. What am I sucking out of my face? The hot dog? So yeah, we were gone for practically a month now. Practically, the last time was the second, according to Nat. And yeah, after that, I went to Vegas. I went to where did I go? I went to LA and saw fucking Mr. Bungle. And then I came back.
That was basically my birthday weekend. So we decided to forgo that show, even though you're getting home that Saturday.
Home that Saturday. The Sunday we came back, we just hung out, watched Ms. Maisel. And that's when we made the brownies.
Yeah. So like I was expecting Tony to just take that weekend off. And he texted me. He's like, hey, you want to do something? And I was like, well, if we're coming over, we'll have to do the show. But we decided not to. We just wanted to watch a movie. We're going to watch Parasite. But then it got too late and we just ended up watching Ms. Maisel. But then we were going to make brownies.
And we didn't make brownies.
Well, no, but we didn't have any oil, cooking oil. So then
We
went to fucking Big Lots because it's right down the street and looking for cooking oil and shit. And I was like, did they even sell cooking oil here? And of course they did. The first thing we saw was like some fucking oil from Mexico. And I was like, I don't know if I want to use this. Not that it's bad or anything, but it's just I didn't recognize the brand. And I don't know what kind of weird shit.
Do you still have the coconut oil?
Of course I do.
Okay, see? I thought it was, you were like, and that was the part of the deal too, man. If you finish that, I would buy you that big old huge vat of it.
I'm not done.
No, I said if you finished it within a week.
Oh.
You said you were like, I'm going to finish
this.
Who
the fuck uses that much in a week?
Exactly.
In a month.
I remember you said, yeah, even then, now it's been a month, so it's still there.
So anyway, we're looking at all the different oils, and then like we found this coconut oil, this little, maybe what, 8 ounces or something like that. And Tony's like, "Well, this is your birthday gift." I was like, "Thanks, man." So the only birthday gift I got was a fucking little thing of coconut oil, and it's not even like a big one, like the value size one.
You could have went to fucking see Star Wars.
I don't want to see Star Wars. I heard it was terrible.
No, dude. And now it's not even in the theater anymore. I'm sure it's out of the theater. It's been gone, been out for a couple months now.
And then he felt like he had to announce it when we went to the checkout counter, and like the cashier was, he's like, "This is his birthday gift." As we were leaving, she goes, "Enjoy your coconut oil." But I'm going to do something sick with it.
Oh, wait, there's a long one here. I can't stay. I have to wash the dye out of my hair, but I wanted to say hi and tweet out when you're live. And yes, I still listen to all, wow, yes, capital, all the episodes. Tony, I tweet at you. Wait.
No, she's saying, I listen to all the episodes, Tony.
Okay.
Exclamation. I tweet at you guys. Nat responds and knows if you're still on after the shower, I'll jump back on. Cheers. Depends on how long of a shower, man. We were on for like a good hour and a half.
Yeah, that's
a pretty long shower.
I mean, she's got a freaking like dryer hair, I'm sure. If anyway, so the week after I went to freaking L.A. and then after the week after that, we got into a fucking car accident. Me, Z, and her sister. So we took the 2 weeks off because I've been taking care of Z. And it's been a fucked up month. The first half of the February was pretty kick ass. That one whole week that I was in L.A., it was pretty badass. It wasn't even a week. I was there 4 days.
Okay, you want to get into that first, and then we'll go into
it's too late, and then I'm just saying.
No, it's not too late. We're just starting. Just tell how.
Oh, my God. We can go into the fucking show. You might as well start the show because it's already 13 minutes in. So click start. Click start.
I'm going to have to trim all that fucking silence. You just sat there and looked at the fucking screen. So we're actually maybe like 10 minutes in.
Just start it. Just go fine. Right into it, and then we'll go into it.
All right, fine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God. 0. So yeah, fucking November 2nd. It is a palindrome day. Do you know that? 02/02/2020 can be read frontwards and backwards.
Is that what a palindrome is?
Yeah, it's like backwards. Whatever. Like taco cat and cat. I don't know. Something one of those words is.
Madam, I'm Adam.
Sure. But today's palindrome day, and it's going to be the only one that we have in our lifetime. So we should do something crazy.
Like forwards and backwards.
Yeah. Should take a shit and shove it back into our ass.
Why do you have to go there, dude?
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Much like that stubborn chunky bit that keeps returning after you flush your toilet, we're back.
We're back. It is it's not even February anymore. It's March 1st, 2020. March 1st, everybody.
Yeah, for the shortest month, it seemed to drag on forever.
Well, because we had, it was leap day or leap year or whatever. So
well,
we
it's
had
only to, one extra day. I'm just saying, like, for me, the fucking work, between work and just, like, maybe the absence of a show to break up the fucking month just kind of, like, dragged on because I'm just like, fuck, just because I didn't really get much accomplished, you know, because, like, the show was when I just kind of, like, fucking, you know.
I can't hear you, dude.
Anyway.
Okay. So, yeah, man, I went to L.A. because that was the trip of the lifetime right there because... What, I bought the tickets in August of last year, September or August.
Yeah.
And then I bought tickets and I kind of like was dreading it because I was like, do I even want to go? And I was even thinking about selling the ticket. You know, I'm like, do I even, you know, want to go? I'm like, fuck it. You know, that's just how I am. Like, why did I buy this ticket? I could sell it for more or whatever.
Right.
So I bought the ticket. I went to freaking, it was the day that it was fucking cold as fuck. It was like 17 degrees. It wasn't snowing the day I left, so that was good. Got to L.A. It was about 11:15 or so. So I took a cab. I didn't take a fucking Lyft or Uber. Stupid me.
Why not?
Because I don't have an app and I don't really use them. And it's just I just thought it would be easier to do that.
It takes a couple seconds to download, dude.
I don't have. Have you ever used a Lyft or an app?
I was going to one time and I downloaded it.
Then you didn't, see?
No, and I'm saying that I didn't call for that, but if I still needed to go.
But you didn't. That's the thing.
I'm saying that if I needed to still go, I would have done it.
But you didn't.
But I didn't call the cab instead. That's I what didn't. I'm
saying. It's the airport, so there's cabs everywhere, man. Yeah. Have you ever been to LA where there's. You've been to LA, right?
Yeah.
So there, you've seen
it's
all
a
the.
Fucking shitstorm.
Yeah, it's a shitstorm, but there's tons of cabs. So I just got into a cab and I had to drive to Hollywood, or they drove me to Hollywood, which apparently is fucking far as fuck. And it took me about almost 45 minutes to get there.
LAX is probably my least favorite airport that I've been to.
Well,
Detroit was actually pretty cool.
It's a pain in the asshole.
It has like a monorail on the inside the airport.
Okay. Well, okay. So we're the fucking guy is a Russian dude and finally get there. And I'm watching the fare go up. Yeah. Like it's just going up. I'm like, holy shit. It's going pretty high up. It cost me almost $80 to get there. So it cost me $80 get to my hotel. Huh?
How many miles?
It was about 45 minutes. So I would say, I would say about 20 miles.
You couldn't find a hotel closer
to the airport. Yeah. My hotel was right next to the freaking like place where I was at. You know, so I was at the freaking like Fonda Theater, which was very close to where I stayed, which was actually a hostel.
Yeah.
So I finally check in. I get into the freaking thing. It's midnight and it's right off of freaking Hollywood Boulevard. So it's a busy place. Freaking LA is just always alive. You know, there's shit going on all the time. So I was trying to sleep and it was just stuff going on and it was loud, clangy. There's a fence out there and somebody was like fucking with the fence or something. So I couldn't sleep very well. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, anyway, so I kind of slept on and off. And then the next day was the day to go see Mr. Bungle. Right. So I woke up, I went to freaking Amoeba Music to go check it out because I was all within walking distance. So I walked there and I got some freaking weed over there at the dispensary. Not the weed, but I got an edible. And it's so much easier over there to buy stuff. You go in, you show your ID once, and that's it. Over here, you show your ID when you go in, you show your ID when you, like, again. And then, you know, they're showing, and the taxes are not as bad as they are here, too.
Did you see people on with the, like, masks and shit?
In the airport.
Yeah.
But that's normal. I see that all the time.
Okay. No, I don't usually see it when I go.
No, I see that a lot. And so I get the weed and I walk around and I see a freaking Funko, those bobblehead guys, the Funko, the Fun Pops or whatever.
Funko.
Those things that, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Funko.
So there's an actual store there. So they had all the freaking giant Funkos everywhere. I'm like, oh,
that's cool.
So I like started like taking pictures of that shit. So then I walk back and then I see there's a Museum of Death right next to my freaking hotel.
Metal.
And it closed the day that I showed up, like in the afternoon. Like, so if I was there a day earlier, I would have been able to go see the Museum of Death, but it was closed.
Like, it's also good? Or
no,
just...
they're moving down the street or something.
That sucks.
So I'm like, motherfucker. Anyway, so I walk past the It's around noonish or whatever right now. So I walk past the thing, and I see a couple, like maybe two or three people, like standing in line at the theater. And I go, "You guys waiting for Mr. Bungle?" He goes, "Yeah, man. I'm from freaking, like, where was he? I'm from Kentucky. I have nothing better to do. I'm just here." So I'm like, "It's like 1 o'clock. It's like noon or whatever." "Yeah, I'm just." It's like, "Come hang out with
us." What time does it start?
It's like 8.
You're just going to hang out for 7 hours?
So he's like, and then I started talking to him for a little bit, and they're like, "Just come out." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know, man. I don't really hang out that light." He goes, "What are you going to do?" It's like, "I was going to go check out some other stuff and, you know, just hang out, or, you know, just check out, eat, and, you know, whatever." "What are you going to do, man? Just come on out." I was like, "Okay, I'll just go to the hotel and I'm going to rest a little bit and, you know, eat, charge my phone."
So did you hang out with them?
So I went to the hotel, and then I'm like thinking, like, man, I don't want to be that guy that shows up later on and there's a long ass line. I go, "Hey, dude, remember me?" You know, like, and just pop up in the front of the line.
Yeah.
So I showed up at 1 o'clock. You know, I let my phone charge to 100%, and then I walked over there, and they're like, "Hey, man," and they remembered me, and they were cool. So I fucking hung out for like 1 o'clock until like 8.
Doing what?
Just talking? We just sat, hung out, and we just bullshitting and talking to locals, and they're actually really fucking cool, man. And it's this guy named Azim, right? And Rob, and some other fuckers from like Portland, Kentucky. There was a lot of people from out of town, like me, and another guy was from Argentina. And some other people, they were just all like talking. We even went into like the bar after a while. We went to the bar and drank and came back, and people, we took waves to go take a leak or whatever. So before you know it, we're like, "Fuck, man, this is the first time I ever done this." You know me, man. I'm even late to like the freaking, like the first act sometimes, you know? So I'm like actually waiting in line, and it's like, "Fuck, man, I've never done this, but what the hell, you know, I mean, when am I going to see Mr. Bungle again?" So we finally get in, 8 o'clock, they let us in, and we're all like, "Okay, we're going to plan. We're going to get up there," because we had like general admission balcony.
Yeah.
So like, "Okay, you go get the freaking seats, and you sit at the corner," and, you know, and I'm like, "Well, I'm going to get a freaking poster. That's what I came here for. That's why, if I'm going to do that," because they only made 25 posters with all the signatures. So I'm going to get one of those at least. I'm like the fourth in line. So I got my poster. Got a Mr. Bungle t-shirt, and we all sitting there, and the fucking dude Chemo, he's probably my age, he's like 40 something, and he fucking kicks my poster. I'm like, "God damn it," because I had it in between my legs and it was rolled up. And another guy gave me a cookie, like a pot cookie.
Yeah.
And I was pretty fucked up, you know. I was higher than a kite because I had like the pot that I bought at the shop earlier too.
Okay.
So I was pretty toasted at this point. And he kicks my freak, and I'm like, you know me, man. I don't really get too pissed off, you know. Like,
that's why you should get it on the way out. Or you get it and say, "Can I leave it back here?" Or something, you know.
Yeah, it's too late. So, I mean, there's a dent in it. You know, it's like, whatever. You know, it's still worth something. It's got freaking Scotty in, and, you know, it's got everybody, you know, Dave Lombardo. And so we're all sitting there. It's like, he was apologetic. He's like, "Dude, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Yeah, it's fine, man. It's kind of my fault. I just put it right there. I should have been holding on to it. I didn't even think about it."
Yeah.
And anyway, so we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, fucking blam, who shows up? freaking Robert Trujillo.
Yeah. That's when you texted me. You're like, "Robert Trujillo sitting in front of me." Or,
yeah. And you're like, you thought he was in the plane.
Well, like, you didn't provide any fucking things.
Dude.
I don't know, dude. I was just like, okay, maybe he's on the way. He's flying over into LA.
I was there the night. I was already there. Okay, fine. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, holy shit, it's fucking Robert Trujillo. And I don't know. I'm sure somewhere down the line we talked about this on air even, where I, like, if I had one question to ask, like, you know, Robert, anybody, would be Robert Trujillo or something.
Yeah.
And I know I've discussed this with you, but I saw him play with freaking Suicidal Tendencies, and he was pissed off at somebody in the audience, and I just remember the look on his face of just like pure hatred and anger, and he wanted to kick someone's fucking ass, and he even like pointed him out, and he was just, made eye contact with him, and he even made me uncomfortable. Like, fuck, man, what did he do? What did he do? You know, like,
yeah.
And so I'm like, man, I need to know. You know, I need to know what the fuck happened. And granted, this is in what 2000 or 1992, 91, 92.
Yeah, that's asking a lot.
And
for him to remember all that.
So by then, I'm talking to Rob, the dude next to me, like one of the guys, and it's like, man, and I'm high as fuck. I'm like, dude, I have to ask him. You know, he's like, nah, man. You know, he's here on with his family, and you know, he just wants to chill out. And no one was fucking like flooding him. No one,
yeah.
Nobody was talking to him. Nobody came up to him at all. And I'm like, you know me, man.
It was just light enough for you to know exactly. Yeah, that was, it was
it
him.
It was him, yeah. Man. It was light enough because it was no bands were on, and it was just, you know, he had his baseball cap on, and he always wears his baseball cap. And I've seen his wife before, and I've seen his kid before. His kid has long ass hair. And so they all sat right in front of me and shit. And like, fuck, I got to tell you. He's like, nah, man. Just, you know, this is L.A. This is, you know, we see celebrities all the time. So I'm like, okay, fine. So the first band played. It's called Horror. And they played, and they rocked out. And he's standing up, and he's pumping his fist. And then some guy comes and talks to him. And then I guess he's some important guy of the venue. And he's pointing down to the floor seats or floor area, and the whole family gets up and walks off. I'm like, ah, fuck, there goes my chance. They just left. And then sure enough, the that band closes and ends, and then they come back. The whole family comes back, and Robert like sits down. And then the dude that kicked my poster starts talking to him. He goes, hey, Robert, you know, can I ask you a question? And then Robert's like, yeah, sure. And then they started talking, and I didn't, then I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it, dude. I'm going to talk to him, man. That's it. You know, game on. And they talked for a little bit, you know, maybe a couple minutes. And then he's finished. I'm like, hey, Robert. And then he turns around and says, yeah, what's up, man? And then, I asked him that question, and he looks at me, what? And I like felt so stupid. I'm like, ah, oh, man, I'm sorry. Because yeah, that's a long time ago.
The only way he could remember is if he actually jumped in and beat someone's ass.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. if he actually jumped in and beat someone's ass. But I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, that's a long time ago. And, you know, a lot of people used to piss me off along back then, you know. And
I can't remember all the people that I was pissed off at.
Right, exactly. And then he's like, and this is in Houston? He says, yeah, Houston in numbers. And I told him, like, yeah, man, you looked like you were going to fucking jump in there and kill him or whatever. You, like, made eye contact. And he starts laughing. He goes, nah, man. And you say you're in Denver now? I go, yeah. And I live in Denver now. I was like, but I remember in Denver someone pissed me off when I was playing for Infectious Grooves and we were opening for Ozzy. Someone pissed me off there. And then we all laughed. Ha, ha, ha. And then he shook my hand twice. He goes, yeah, man, thanks. And then that was it. Fucking met Robert Trujillo, and I was fucking happy. I was actually more concentrated. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking make, like, you know, it's not like it's freaking Cliff Burton or, you know, James Hetfield or, you know,
if you met Cliff Burton, that would have been a real fucking shocker.
I know, man. Fucking, it was cool as shit. I was happy. You know, I was concentrating, like, holy fuck, I just met fucking Robert. You know me, I'm a nerd that way, but I didn't ask for a fucking selfie. I'm not a selfie guy to begin with, but dude took a picture of me talking to him. So, I mean, that's cool, I guess. You
can't really see anything.
Yeah, you really can't see. You see a silhouette of his cap, his baseball cap. But you see me, like, looking like a dork, you know. You know, but
remember back in 92?
Remember 92 in Houston? And it's like, yeah, I played over 1,000 shows, well over 1,000, you know. So, and now I'll never know what pissed off Robert Trujillo. Never know.
Emma has a small rant. As y'all know, I'm in theater at my school. We've been doing sister act for the past 3 months. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday were our show nights, and now we're finally done with this goddamn show. But of course, being in this confined space with 30 other kids for so long, I got super sick the day before opening night. I'm still suffering. This is a formal request for assisted suicide.
No problem. We're on our way. So yeah. Fucking saw, and it was and it was just pure metal. They didn't play any of their freaking hits. They didn't play anything from any of their albums. It was just pure metal. They played freaking some Slayer. They played some SOD. They played some freaking like what's that other band? Freaking Age of Coral. Do you know who Age of Cro-Mags? They played freaking Circle Jerks, and they played a bunch the demo tape, Raging, the Wrath of the Raging Easter Bunny. That was the whole thing. And
I was thinking about that song the other day, AIDS. For some reason, I had it stuck in my head.
That's MOD.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, it's just like, how the fuck do they get away with that?
Yeah. That's what you get when you find love in another man's ass. You should have used a condom.
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking, they played metal, and then I'm walking back all happy, you know, back to the hostel and shit with my poster, my busted up poster and shit. And I'll tell you this, man, that everybody that I met at LA were fucking cool as fuck. Everybody, like, you know, they say, oh, LA is a bunch of assholes.
Hey, what's up, Pandora?
Holy fuck.
Fucking whole gang's here. Except for Dustin. Sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck. So maybe we should take breaks more often. So, all of a sudden, I'm just talking to people. You know me. I'm all fucked up already. So I'm already in like that Gabby talk mood. So I'm talking to people from like Memphis. I talked to some dude at the hostel because he was from Nashville. And he's like, dude, that was the show. I'm like, I'm going tomorrow night. And then so we talked about it. And I told him about my Robert Trujillo. He's like, dude, you met Robert Trujillo. So I talked to that fucker. And he wanted to like give me some like drugs. I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool. I'm going to go to bed. He's like, I'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm like, all right. So I woke up in the morning and got some fucking like cereal and shit. And met some dude from Paris. He was there for the show to see the second show. So we talked to fucking him, and he's talking about like, you know, and I say, ah, what about Gojira? And he's like, ah, Gojira's kind of boring now. Cause he's like, I guess there's better metal band out of France and stuff. And, anyway, just thought that was funny. He's like, I want to go to Hellfest one year. And he's like, eh, Hellfest is okay, I guess. And here I am trying to be all like, yeah, I want to do this and that. And he's like, nah, you know, there's better things to do in metal, I guess, in France, but you know, I don't care. Fucking, I want to go to a Hellfest. So he was cool. He was some like little short, like metal dude with a goatee, and he had like a thick French accent, but he spoke pretty good English. And talked to some dude from Germany that was going to the show on Friday.
Canadian or something?
Yeah. No, he's
just full on French.
He's full on French. Okay. He's from France, Paris. And talked to him for a bit. And then I saw those dudes from Nashville. And then they were drinking already. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, hey, you want a shot? I'm like, nah, dude. I'm going to Ventura. That's when I was going to go to go see Howie. But then I rented my car.
Fuck you, Pandora. I'm not a soy boy.
Yeah, fuck you, Pandora. So then I got my the car, and I drove. No, then I went to get lunch. I went to Machete. Who's Machete? What's his name? Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
I went to his taco shop or his taco stand. And anywhere in LA, you can't find any parking anywhere. I can't stand LA because it's just everything. They use every single piece of land they have. And it's just all compact, and you have to find parking and yada, yada, yada. So I parked across the street, this busy-ass street, and I ran across the street. And I told Howie this, like, you ran across the street in L.A.? And he goes, yeah. I said, yeah, don't do that, man. And that was the second time someone said that to me. He's like, don't run across the street in L.A. So I ate some tacos at Trejo's Tacos. And it was
that a crosswalk?
No, there wasn't. There was the crosswalk was far. So I'm like, I don't want to walk all the way down there, you know. It's like,
a good way to get yourself killed, dude, especially in LA.
Well, that's apparently how to go. So when I walked back to the car, I did take the crosswalk. I walked a little extra. I was tired by then because I was already doing a lot of walking by then. So then I went to the Peterson Car Museum to go check out James Hetfield's freaking like
hot rod collection and shit.
His hot rod collection, his personal hot rod collection. He had came out of, not retirement, but he came out of rehab to his first appearance like a couple days before. I had missed his appearance there too, but whatever. I saw all his cars, and then I saw some dude like working. I'm like, hey, man, you work here, right? He goes, so I asked him, are these going to be here all the time now? He goes, yeah, this is you know, a permanent thing, but it's not going to be like, it's open for like, you know, whatever, 6 months, but then they're going to move it around.
Are they going to cycle different cars in?
Yeah, they're going to cycle cars in, or they're going to put, but then he's like, and I told him, yeah, I'm here for Mr. Bungles. Oh, you're here for Mr. Bungle. Yeah. talked about that shit. And I told him how I met, you know, Robert Trujillo, of course. Yeah, they were all here that night. You know, I met Robert Trujillo and I met freaking James Hetfield, and they were really cool. They were really surprisingly cool. And then he takes me to his car, one of his cars. He goes, yeah, they had a custom guitar, and you didn't hear any of this on freaking any of the like heavy metal sites, which is weird. But they had like a custom guitar that ESP made for James Hetfield for this show. And they displayed it right in front of one of the his cars.
Yeah.
He goes, some dude, like, he's telling me this, some dude stayed, like, camped out. And they closed at 5. He stayed inside after they closed, and he ripped it off. He took the you know, he broke it off or whatever, and he took his guitar. And that's it. Someone, you know, like, they came in and... They came in the next day and the guitar was missing, and so they had to call freaking James Hetfield and tell him, and he laughed about it, and he's like, well, we'll just make another one, you know. But some fucker, like,
there's always some fucker that has to steal something, man.
So I saw freaking Robert Trujillo and I saw James Hetfield's cars, and like just a couple days ago, freaking Lars Ulrich was down there signing their freaking whiskey. So it was like, I guess, a Metallica month in L.A. that I, you know, that would have been cool to see Lars Ulrich, too, even if it's Lars Ulrich. I don't care. I'd want to meet all of them, man. Even fucking Jason Newsted shit.
Yeah.
But then I went to go see Howie, drove all the way there, fucking left at 4 o'clock, which was a bad mistake. I got there about 7 o'clock. It took me 3 hours to get over there. And fuck, God, it's such, traffic is just pain in the asshole, I swear. And of course the GPS is taking me all over LA, so I'm going through all this fucking like Mulholland Drive, Rodeo Drive, and all these freaking like, you know, back roads to take me to the freeway. And then when I get on the freeway, it's like locked, it's a traffic jam.
Yeah.
And God, fuck, you think Houston traffic sucks? God, that shit sucks balls. Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, so that was my trip. We get back to fucking, I fly back into freaking town. It was crappy then. Z's like posting pictures of like, it was snowy here.
I saw that on Facebook. She's like, you know, please stop snowing. I'm already in pain. I don't want to shovel this.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, just... oh, man. I'm like, I felt like shit, you know, because here I am in freaking LA and it's all nice and sunny and shit. And, you know, I was at the beach and shit and, you know, and I just
send her pictures of the beach. Like, look, look, babe.
I felt bad.
Wish you were here. Next time, just take her, dude.
She didn't want to go, man. She didn't. She doesn't like L.A. She didn't want
to
go.
Yeah, I guess I could understand. You know, that too.
She's like, yeah. If I got tickets to San Francisco, she would have gone, but yeah. Or New York, but L.A. was the only one that I could get tickets to, so she didn't want to go. So
because no one else wants to go to L.A. either,
dude. It's I mean. They had some cool shit there. I mean, I saw some pretty cool shit. And
Pandora says this is the longest Tony's talked about one thing.
Well, is it?
I think so. Usually you're like Mr. Scatterbrain. So you go on different fucking tangents.
I thought it was pretty much different. I talked about tacos. National
Day of real quick? And then you'll go on the next story. Because we have two long stories. It's the Mr. Bungle.
It's LA not really trip. That long, though. I mean, I was just going to all feed into like the month of fucking... February.
It's pretty long, dude. It's been like 30 minutes.
Shit, it has.
Yeah.
But most of it is about Robert Trujillo and freaking, well, I guess we talked about my the cars. The cars are badass, you know?
Yeah. You get to sit in them or you just like...
No, they hell no. They were nice, man. Yeah. Fuck. Those are the kind of cars I like, and it's nice to have money, which, yeah, we don't have. What is today? March 1st?
Hold on a second.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. Oh man, fuck this bullshit. They changed it.
They did?
Yeah.
So now they
have. No, they have it all in audio.
Oh, fuck that.
They're doing like stories about it.
That's stupid.
And I'm not going to fucking play no stupid ass story about that's National it? Fruit Compote Day.
There's no other site for national days? There's got to be, dude.
National. What the hell?
Because we're not going to fucking quit national days just for that.
What a stupid thing to do. I don't care about listening to, like, okay, if I can find it.
There's something called daysoftheyear.com.
Oh.
That's just kind of...
National Days in March. Come on, bitch.
It's Pig Day.
Okay, there we go. Okay, National Dadgum, That's Good Day. See, and then... National Fruit Compote Day. National Horse Protection Day.
See, these are different.
National Minnesota Day.
Are you looking at the right day, March 1st?
Yes, bitch.
Because this one says it's Barista Day and Pig Day.
Well, that was what I'm going to get to.
Okay.
National Pig Day. National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Use that on there? No. Self-Injury Awareness Day. What does that mean? Fisher's Metal Day. There's a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's Cutter's Day.
So if you're into cutting yourself, go for it. National Cut is each year focused on increasing education and support on misunderstood problem. When someone causes deliberate self-injury or harm, the action is an indication of emotional distress. No shit. Approximately 4% of Americans self-harm, with the majority of those being college students, according to the research. Okay, that's pretty much everybody. Everybody can be in college. The day is designed to help friends and family recognize the signs and help those emotional distress to find help. Fuck you and your help.
This one doesn't have that day.
Who cares? Hurt yourself. I don't give a shit.
It's Horse Protection Day, though.
Yes. I'd rather fucking protect a horse than you fucking not hurting yourself or whatever. So, yeah. A week later, I show up back home. You know, no, a week later after my trip to fucking stupid home, Z's sister moved out of the house, but her dumbass wanted to, like, move a coffee table out of the garage that I had at her house to her new apartment. And she's like, come on, come check out the new apartment to Z. And Z's like, nah, I don't want to go. I'll see, check it out Saturday. And so it's like, you don't have to go. It's whatever. It was snowy, but it wasn't snowy. It wasn't like coming down. It was like more sleet.
Well, the day that I remember that when you told me, it was like that Tuesday, I stayed at home because it was snowing, right?
Yeah.
But then like the Wednesday after, I was surprised because the roads were actually a little bit more slippery because whatever, you know, the ice came down.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad. It's been worse, you know? So I drove to the apartment, dropped off the thing, and Z didn't want to go, but she decided to go anyway. So she goes.
What was your first instinct, man?
So we get into the freaking, like, to put the thing up in her apartment, check out apartment, whatever. And Z and her sister are already like, kind of like, she's just tired of her. She wants her out of the house. So she's already like a short temper anyway.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to drive back. It's like, I don't like driving other people's cars to begin with. And it's not that far. So we drove. She lives off of Mineral, you know, going towards
the theater.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
So you know where that Safeway is, right?
Yeah.
She lives right by that Safeway. So we're going down there. We pass the hospital. We're going down, and she's not speeding, but she's not going slow either, because the streets were fine. There was no snow on the ground. There was patches of ice, but you still, whatever. But we're going to a kind of a curb. We're going. Let's see, we're driving and she's going down like this and it goes slightly to the right. And I could feel the back tire. Even I felt it. The back tire kind of fishtails. So she kind of like overcompensates, but tries to like
correct.
And all she's correcting like this. And then she hits another patch of ice and then blam, that was it. And we fucking like barrel through. I could still see it. We see a tree like right in front of us. There was not much time to like, you know, do this. And Z's in the background, break, you know, whatever. And freaking out. And then bam, hit that fucking tree head on, like smash right into it. Airbags deploy. My glasses break. I just remember like I put my hand out like this, my arm, and my thumb's fucked up. It just... Before you know, we're like, what the fuck just happened? We got there and we're like, You know, like kind of like collecting her thoughts, and all you see are all the airbags in front. And I just, wasn't even thinking about Z in back of me. And like, is everybody okay? Everybody okay? And then Z's like, I'm bleeding. And I turned around and she's like, her face is kind of like reddish. She's got blood around her nose. And she's like, her arm is like this. She's, I can't move my arm. Like, and then she starts like kind of dozing off. I'm like, Z. And then somebody behind us, some girl, saw the whole thing. So she's calling 911. Zara's sister's freaking out. It's like, oh my God, call 911. You know, it's like, she's just freaking out. I can't get out of my car. Get out of the car. The front end is just demolished. And it was my end more than hers. I can't get out of the car. I'm just like, I'm like, I'm trying to keep Z like conscious.
So everybody's trapped basically.
Z's sister can get out of the car and she's freaking out. Like, finally there was a car that made me right by the hospital, thank God, but we're like right by, you know, Littleton Adventist. So the ambulance show up, Z's just like in and out of she was in shock. And they put her onto the stretcher and they put her into the ambulance. And this is around 7-8 o'clock on the 12th. And freaking, she's just in the emergency room, just screaming like, fuck, I'm in pain. You know, just it's just terrible. And they have like a little thing around her neck to keep her neck thing. And then long story short, they had to like reset her arm. They freaking had to take her to surgery at 2 a.m. They would have done it sooner, but we had just eaten dinner. So she said, well, her stomach's full. They did a whole thing. They did a CAT scan. And they said, well, the good news is that there's no brain injury. There's no spinal cord injury. You know,
that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I mean, it was bad, but it could have been worse. Because you guys hit a fucking tree. Paul Walker died.
And these fucking trees, it did not give, man. It was just, and it wasn't a big tree.
Oh, no,
it wasn't
hit a pole, I think, but he hit something.
There was no give, no nothing. It was just like, it was crazy.
What kind of car did she have?
It was a Nissan Rogue. So it was a
mini SUV kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah. It wasn't a big SUV, but it wasn't small either. It was midsize. And, so she had to do a surgery at 2 a.m. So she had a surgery on her nose to fix her nose, stitch up her, like she had a huge gash on the side of her face.
It could have fucking flipped too.
Yeah. And that's another thing. She would have freaking like overcompensated again,
yeah,
you know, which I'm glad she didn't, you know, we could have fucking like totally flipped over, you know, and who knows what happened then. You know, and they're like, you should have drove. I'm like, don't start that bullshit because...
Who's saying that?
She did. Z's sister. I'm like, you should have drove. I'm like, don't start that.
Oh, she's fucking deflecting? Come on, man.
Well, that stopped. I stopped. Don't even say that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say that.
The little I know of her, she seems like someone to just like freak out too much. She exacerbates everything already.
Then Z shouldn't have just came. She should have just stayed home. You know?
I mean, like,
there's a lot of
fucking first instinct.
There's a lot of
her
things.
Her sister's a pain in the ass to begin with. She should have been gone already a long time ago. So how bald were her tires? And second of all...
No. Her tires were new. She took care of her car.
Okay.
And this is her first, like, this is her first accident. She's never had any issues driving or whatever that I know of.
Well, the only thing I can say is, like, you and I have been here for a while. You know, we've probably driven through some pretty bad shit. So as a driver, you can tell when the road's slipping a little bit, so you can slow down, right? Especially if you're going around a curve.
You know, and that's the thing. I can't blame her. Because I'm like, well, I mean, you really couldn't see anything. It was black ice. That's the fucking thing. It's black ice.
I'm just saying, like, you can feel the road a little bit, you know?
Who knows, dude? Who knows? There's so much that could, like, could have, should have done a what a type of thing.
To use a Carl Pilkington term, you should feel the grippage.
You know, and so that's that. We're all fucking, like, it was just a
bad. So what's a rundown of her injuries?
Man, she had a fucking broken ocular around her right eye. Or her left eye, right eye. She has a broken wrist. They had to do surgery on her nose. They had to do surgery on her wrist the next morning. She has a broken rib or a fractured rib. She has a fracture in her jaw. And I think that's it. So this happened, 2, we're going on 3 weeks now.
So she's kind of better, but her face, her cheekbone right here is kind of swollen. It comes and goes. It really gets really big. And so she's really concerned about that. She can't blink. She can't sleep on, she can't sleep on her back. So she has to sleep on the couch. So she has to keep her, you know, up on, like in a seated position or whatever.
Yeah. And so, Alicia, yeah, this is the middle of Tony's car wreck after he got back from LA.
What?
He slipped on some ice. She said, am I missing the car wreck story? you'll hear it on the next one. Yeah. But yeah.
She's pretty fucked up. She's pissed. She's depressed as fuck. You know, it's like, I can't blink. I can't, you know, she's an esthetician, so she uses her hands.
Yeah.
So she's out of work. She's not at a corporation anymore, so she doesn't have disability, you know, so she's at a small little mom and pop shop now.
Needless to say, her relationship with her sister hasn't improved.
Yeah, you know, no. And, you know, and that's the thing. Her sister shows up or whatever, like, and she gets pissed off. She's like, get out of here. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like,
about
so,
what?
Just whatever. It doesn't matter. So
no, who's pissed off?
Z.
Okay.
And
this is before the accident.
No, this is after the accident.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so her sister wanted me, she has to get a new car. So the freaking, they paid her out $10,000. She had to get like a new car. It's not even worth, they didn't even give her how much it's really worth because they couldn't. Yeah, exactly. Of course not. It was a 2014. They only gave her $10,000, but she's got like the Rogue SE, but they couldn't find an SE to actually like base that payment off. So they had to just go. Yeah. So they only gave her the price of a Rogue, which fuck you, insurance. So, yeah.
I'll listen to the entire episode. Z got hurt. Sister was driving. Sorry. I'll listen back. So sorry.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. And so we go over to I go over to the house to like help her buy her new car, and she's like, "What, you know, what did I do? What's wrong? Why is she not like?" I'm like, "Come on, you know." And then that's when we actually had a talk. Me and her actually talked, and I kind of felt bad for her. You know, I was like, "Okay, this is the first time I'm actually like hearing her side of the story," kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, and it makes me kind of hard to like fucking feel bad for her, you know. It's like, ah, you know, like, okay, now I'm hearing her side, you know.
So you had sex with her?
Shh.
I'm kidding.
What the fuck, dude? Really?
I'm kidding.
God, man. No. So that's not even, yeah, that's no. So fucking like, you know, just give her some time. Let her fucking go through her things. She's depressed right now. She doesn't.
So now that you heard her side, is it like,
I don't
Are
know,
you more
man.
On her side or
no? Fuck no, man. You know,
no, I'm saying like not as much as Z, but
yeah, I just it's just now I come like I can see everybody's sides now. I'm like, ugh. You know, just
did you say it makes me kind of hard? That's what Emma quoted.
What?
She put in quotes. It makes me kind of hard. You must have said that at some point.
I don't know, man. It makes me maybe, but it just
that's where I got it from.
I don't know, man. It just makes me kind of, it makes it kind of hard.
Oh, it makes it kind of hard.
That okay. She's, that I have to like freaking like, that I hate her. Not that I hate her, but I'm like, you know, it's just.
You hate
just,
her, but she's so.
Just kind of hard to freaking like get along with, not get along with, because she's just so goddamn freaking. She's like a blonde, like the typical blonde person. Yeah. She's just like.
She's too dumb to realize she's a bitch.
Well, it's not that she's a bitch. She's just. She just doesn't, it ditzy. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't like comprehend. She doesn't.
Well, but you can get along with people that are ditzy, but are nice people. Like she's just like.
She's not nice, you know?
No, that's what I'm
you've
saying.
You've met her before.
No,
she's nice.
I'm not saying she's like. Oh, you're saying she's not nice.
She's nice, but she's kind of psychotic. Like how. there's clearly something wrong with her.
Psychotically nice.
You know, everybody's got their issues, dude, but. If it's about pushing somebody's buttons, because then she's even said this. It's when I get pushed, I get pushed. I'm like, well, you know, that's just don't get to that point. You know, I don't know how to explain it.
It sounds like she's nice, but at the same time, like you said, she justifies shit whenever shit happens.
Dude,
because like I said, she's the one that locked you out of your own fucking house. You know.
For like a second,
but still, man,
that was a second, dude.
Doesn't matter.
You want to talk about fucking anger issues? I mean, you got some problems too, so you kind of like have some kind of.
No, I know.
Sympathy, or not sympathy, but like okay, I get it, you know? So it's not like everybody's got some fucking issues. I can't, she even says, it's like, well, yeah, I've been seeing a therapist and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, well then Z needs to see one. You know, I need to see one, but everybody fucking needs some kind of therapy at one point in their life, but fuck, you know, it's like, it feels like I'm in the middle of it all type of things. Like, well, what about me? You know, what the fuck about me? I'm between you and your fucking goddamn sister bickering all the time. Why the fuck can't y'all just get over it or whatever? And just,
well, it probably made things worse when she moved in, you know?
And that was the thing is, like, you know, it's a good thing that you're out, you know, it's healthier for you, for her. And and now
it's her last ditch effort to get back at you guys by getting in a wreck.
I don't know, man.
I'm sure Z is like, I should have just fucking stayed home. You know?
Yeah. You know, she's like, you should have drove. I'm like, well, you should have fucking went home. You should have stayed home. You know, it's like, and usually it's me in the backseat whenever, you know, cause Z's just doesn't want to be around her anymore. She's like, she's got so much contempt for her. So now she's sat in the backseat. You know, because it's usually me, you know, sitting in the back seat.
I don't know. I don't know what would happen. Because usually the fucking passenger seat is the death seat.
Well, if you have your seatbelt on.
I'm saying, I think usually the driver is the safest just because they know how to react or, you know, or.
Dude, there's just too many factors of like what could have happened. You don't know what somebody's going to do during that kind of thing. You know, who knows? Who would have thought could have like got out of that? You
did
know?
She panic accelerate into the second?
I don't feel like she did. I felt like she just kind of like she.
Did you feel like she slowed down though?
No.
That's what I mean. Like sometimes people just like keep their foot on the thing. As soon as I feel the slip,
when but it was like it was at a turn. It was like at a little fucking. I'll show you when we drive past it. It's kind of like this, and there's really no really. You either fucking turn. Or it was just such a
There was a turn in Houston. Like I was going out to like way the fuck out there, almost near, not Port Arthur, but way the fuck out there in like, I don't know, bumfuck. Like my dad, the woman that he was hooking up with the fucking minute, like after my mom died because of whatever fucking weird ass reason. I was going out there to like talk to them about something. And it was me and Heather and we were driving down this road and there was like a fucking, this exit that was like way too fucking extreme, right? And I was going a little bit too fast and it was a little bit slippery and my fucking car spun out of control and the fucking axle broke, you know? So we were walking through this neighborhood or went to the gas station and shit and these guys came by with a van and said, what are you guys doing out here? You shouldn't be out here. You're going to get fucking killed.
And I was see, like, man, it's just, you don't know, man. You don't know. I mean, it's the actual turn is on Mineral.
Yeah.
And and you just felt it. You felt the fishtail and you felt the overcorrection and you hit another piece of ice and blam, before you know it, I saw that tree coming straight. And right next to it, if she just turned just a little bit to the left, she would have gone through the fence, you know, just a little, you know, but it was so quick, you know, it was so fast.
Yeah, no, I've been in a few situations where sometimes I forget to turn into the fucking, whatever, the skid, whatever, but I usually fucking, you know, pump the brakes.
You know?
She probably just like, I'm guessing she probably panic accelerated a little bit.
Yeah, probably, because when you got fucking Z in the back going, brake, you know, whatever.
Right.
And that's another thing. She has a tendency to be a backseat driver. And I fucking get on her about this all the time. It's like, just let me fucking drive, you know? And she's, you know, just chill out. And you can't put any blame on this, you know? It was an accident.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, this is probably just, like, the fucking perfect storm of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's the way she said it. It's like, this is the perfect storm. It was meant to happen. It was meant to be, you know?
Yeah.
So that was freaking the past 2 weeks, the third week, and here I am. That was what I've been doing. I've been taking hand and foot on her, you know, back home. And
oops.
Yeah. It's just a pain in the ass because she can't do it. It's her right hand, you know. She's learning how to do shit with her left hand now, but she's got a cast now. We're going to the doctor tomorrow to go check it out, or her face again. She's depressed as fuck. She's like, I wish I would have died. I wish I should have just died in that wreck. I'm like, shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Just you're going to die soon enough.
Is that what you told her?
Yeah, you know, why do I have to fucking suffer? I don't want to be with your sister, you know? If anybody, it should have been me, you know, that should have been fucking, like, dead. Because I don't want to fucking deal with either one of y'all right now. Yeah, God. So her fucking boss set up a GoFundMe page. And I haven't posted it yet, but I'm just like, you know, I felt bad. I don't want to feel like, well, we're asking for money, you know. So she sent it out to all her colleagues and, you know, her workers and stuff like that. But I don't want to bring my family and friend in, because then all of a sudden, blam, oh my God, I'm coming over, you know, and everybody's going to fuck it at the house. And we don't want anybody at the house. And just, you know, it's just, we just don't want drama. You know, I know it's all about fucking, you know, like, oh my God, you're my friend and yada yada, yeah. You're my family, you know, I care about you, yada, you know.
You should just tell them and preface it, just like, look, she doesn't want a whole big fucking thing, just like, you know, this, here's what happened, and if you guys want to help out, here, you know. But just as long as you give it like a brief disclaimer, is like, she doesn't want everybody, you know, getting all crazy and shit, because we've already been through all that bullshit. You know?
Yes, Annalise, I am okay, except I have a fucked up thumb. I don't know if you could see that, but right, yeah. I got a fucking big old gash right on my forearm.
Doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, well, it's kind of healed now, yeah. But I went like this, and I guess something happened here. My thumb's all fucked up. My tailbone is fucked up. It's better now. I can stand up, but I went to the doctor yesterday. He goes, oh yeah, Your hands are swollen. And I'm like, nah, I just got fat hands. I got fucking sausage fingers and I just got fat hands. Go, no, you need to go get an x-ray. So I'm going to get an x-ray tomorrow, which they're probably going to say, oh yeah, it's just sprained.
Annalisa, it's okay to post the GoFundMe without drama. Yeah, she needs some space.
Yeah, I might, you know, I might post it. I just know my family, you know my family. Well, no, you don't know my, it's a big ass family, you right. know, and then just people are going to be like,
hey man, if it helps out with the fucking bills and shit.
Yeah. And don't you have insurance? Like, yeah, we have insurance, but insurance doesn't pay all of it.
Insurance sucks dick.
Yeah. Man. They pay 80. Well, once you hit the deductible, which we have, which is about 3,200 or something like that.
Yeah.
Once you hit that, then it's 100%. But still, $3,200 is $3,200.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of change that you have to fucking pay out of pocket.
And she's had other issues over the years that freaking, like, she's still paying for, you know? So, fucking hey, dude. It's like, okay, so you had that one issue. You lived. You have this. You lived. So there's something that's keeping you alive. And it happened on her mom's birthday, you know, all this happened.
Wait. All these three things happened on her mom?
No, this accident on her mom's birthday. But I'm just saying you know, she's got one thing that tried to kill her. She had another, this car wreck that tried to kill her. So somebody is trying to keep you alive. I don't know if I believe in like guardian angels or
you guys hit a fucking tree at, you know, going a good rate, man. You guys could have fucking seriously died.
If none of us had, if I didn't have my seatbelt on, but I have my seatbelt on all the time in the front, you know, I mean, that's just habit.
I don't know why I said seriously died, like kiddingly died. It's not, you guys could have died.
Yeah. Could have, had she fucking really freaked out and overcompensated her other turn. Like if she would have turned like this,
yeah,
she would have easily flipped.
And you guys weren't on like on a freeway or anything. No. So, yeah. That's
there was no, yeah, that, yeah, that was good.
That's how people die here, man. They just fucking fly off the goddamn freeway and shit. And like, I-70.
So a week earlier, I was having the fucking time of my life. I fucking meet Robert Trujillo, freaking see Mr. Bungle. I meet some cool people, see one of my good friends, yada, yada, yada. And a week later, this happens.
So that's what you get for fucking having fun without her.
Like, you know, I fuck you. She didn't want to go.
All right, let's lighten the mood with some testicle news.
Yeah, testicle news. Because that's what we need.
What else am I going to do? So anyway, for some reason, I found like three testicle news bites. I'm going to use them all.
Damn, that was another, it's already an hour. Talked about Robert Trujillo and my accident in three minutes each, basically.
All right, so there's three different articles, and so I'm going to use three different fucking things.
Do testicles have taste buds? I don't even... It is time for your testicles news, because your balls need some freaking information. Testicles and balls and scrotums, they all fall in the same category of big bacon shit. What? What was the last part?
Let me play the second one first. Tell me which one you like the best.
Testicle news is the kind of news us guys need. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what to do with the testicle juice that comes out.
And here's one I made last night.
To my balls, 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 ballsy balls. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of subtle, right?
Yeah, that one. That one's nice and.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah, I want to hear that one again. To my balls, 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 ballsy balls.
Oh, Annalise has to go. Sorry, I was only here for the sad part. I have to go record our pod. Still here for you guys. Hashtag friends. Thanks, Annalise.
Right on. Thanks for hanging out and listening to me tell my scary story. It wasn't even scary. It was a trip, dude. I don't know if you ever had a fucking air bag deploy.
No.
My glasses broke. I remember like when the thing went like this, I saw my glasses like just fly off, and I didn't have any glasses because it was stuck in the car. All I had was a lens, so I'd walk around like this with my lens like this. Anyway, I have to get new glasses,
like Mr. Monopoly or Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, I had a monocle.
All right, do testicles have taste buds? The internet clamors to know. Internet users are lighting up TikTok and Twitter with a simple odd question: do testicles have taste buds? If they do, can we use them to taste foods like soy sauce and orange juice? The fad seems to have erupted as a late reaction to a serious work of molecular biology. In a 2013 report was published entitled Taste Perception from the Tongues to the Testes. Yeah, so I don't think we can. This is a very long...
That's a really stupid fucking thing.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. Oh, hold on. Yes, I can taste that. How?
And why would you want to taste like soy sauce with your balls, even if you could taste anything?
So are they saying that you could dip your balls into it, or are they actual inside of your balls?
I don't know, dude.
I don't even want to read that. That's
like I would taste like, you know, I'd put chocolate on my balls if they could taste, but not soy sauce. Why the fuck would you want to just taste straight up soy sauce?
It's like putting your balls into a fucking vat of salt.
Let's see. Oh, shit. I don't have the other article. Okay, well... I can just kind of summarize the article, I guess. These two brothers... No, I'll just look it up. Hold on a second. Say something.
About what?
About something.
About fucking Robert Trujillo. So the whole fucking show, he would stand up. You know how he is in concert and shit, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's just always doing... He's very animated. But during the whole show of Mr. Bungle, Horror, and Hyrax, saw Hyrax... And he was just standing up rocking out, and he'd be doing his thing, and he'd be like grooving and whatever. And I thought that was fucking cool because it didn't matter who was on the stage. He was into. His son would be doing the same shit, and he'd be like playing bass. His son's going to, if I were to take a picture, I would want a picture with the whole family because his wife is pretty much like an internet or Instagram star too, apparently.
Yeah.
And anyway.
All right. Here, you can read this one. Why is it so large? All right.
Because that's the mobile version. Yeah. Surgeons transplant a testicle from Rum Brother to his twin. The rare operation has implications for wounded soldiers, accident victims, cancer patients, and those undergoing sex reassignment. All right, scroll up or whatever. Collapse that. A 36-year-old man born without testes or testicles received one transplanted from his identical twin brother in a six-hour operation performed on Tuesday in Belgrade, Serbia. So that Tuesday, that was like last month or 2 months ago, by an international team of surgeons. The surgery was intended to give the recipient more stable levels of the male hormone testosterone than injections could provide, to make his genitals more natural and more comfortable and able to father children. Okay, so what? Who wants fucking kids? Transplant.
Emma wants you to dip your balls in soy sauce. Can you please dip your balls in soy sauce? She said.
She didn't say me.
She's implied you, because you're always doing like the what the fuck's in my Jello.
No, so
you
might as well no, do no, no.
For the show, dude.
No, no, no. I'm not dipping anything in anything. The operation was the only third known a transplant of this kind. The first two were performed 40 years ago in St. Louis. Also for identical twins, each pair with a brother lacking testicles.
Wait, did they say how old they were?
No. 36.
Oh, 36, okay.
Yeah, I guess I said that beginning. Yeah, but, so
they waited a while to do it.
So he got a new ball.
So if you had a brother and you didn't have testicles, or if you had testicles and he didn't, would you give one of your testicles to him?
Sure. No.
You wouldn't even think about it?
No, I would.
You would?
I'd give him my bad one.
What's your bad one? How do you know if you had a bad one or not?
Well, that's the doctors to find out. So, okay, you can have one, but just give me the one that has the most testosterone.
What if he was your half-brother and he was half-black? And so, like, you give him, like, say you're a pasty, right? You're pasty white, and you have a half-black brother. And
Are you talking about, like, the genetics?
No, if you were the ballless one, would you take a fucking... a black nut if on your pasty white body, or would you take a white nut on your black body?
Shut up. You're talking, the scrotum is what holds the balls, dude. Not the ball itself. The ball is probably freaking pink. Both of them.
He wasn't born with anything.
But I'm sure he has some kind of ball sack. She's got to.
Well, I know.
So he's probably got a sack with no balls in it. So he's probably got like a dick and just...
You don't know if he's got a sack or not.
Well, do a surgeon scrotum.
Emma says, I meant both of you together holding hands. No, that's creepy. Even without the fucking holding hands. Or what if he was like, there's like a big age gap between the brothers, and one was like really old, and he had to like get like a really droopy ball, like so long that you have to like do a power
balls
squat.
Balls are the same, dude. It's the freaking scrotum you're talking about.
I know. I mean, what if they transplanted the entire thing, the fucking sack? What if you didn't have a sack, dude? Like, if you don't have anything to begin with, it doesn't necessarily mean you have space for it. So he probably had to, like, transplant the entire thing.
Then, yes, I would have a fucking black ball. Why not? Because I would have grow my hair over it.
What about, like, a really long sack? Like, so long that you had to, like, do a power squat to scratch it? Would you tell him to clean it up, or would you just take the long sack?
Shut up. I'm not even answering that.
God, man, you just don't fucking answer any questions that matter.
please don't talk to me for the rest of the show.
All right, let's do fucking Who's Shittier.
Fuck. Who's Shittier? This band or that band? Who's Shittier? Who's Shittier? This band or that band?
Ah, fuck, I closed too many things up. God damn it. What do I have up? Okay, let's just play this one then. This was I Will See You Again by Witch.
They suck. Toledo.
This is terrible. Oh, that's a terrible echo fucking effect.
I want to hear another song.
Shit.
Is that it? That's it, huh?
Oh, wait, hold on. Which one do you want to hear?
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
I can't even see.
Let's see. Just... Poison, Beckon, Eyes on You, Lady Medusa, Teen of Darkness.
What the fuck's the drums doing?
Do you hear it? Yes, it is.
Move on to the next band.
That's enough of that one.
They've already freaking in the lead.
Okay. This next one is Blood on the Sword by Morgue22. Ugh. The fuck?
And they're from Austin?
Yeah. These guys are even worse.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. Go to that Thrash Till Death.
What Thrash Till
Death? To on the right.
Oh.
Let's see that is.
That's like a drawing that you would do.
That's why I want to see it.
Wait, Lambs of the Slaughter, Lethal Injection, or Virus?
Lethal Injection is the shortest. Yeah, that was bad.
You can play punk badly or hardcore, whatever they consider themselves. This is Brainwash by the Gourd Delusion.
That's bad, but not as bad as the other ones.
Second one?
Well.
Second one's lead?
Or the I don't first know, one? Man. The first one's still pretty bad.
Okay, this last one is Born Again by Semper Fi.
Oh, God. The name.
I think these guys win for me.
Really?
Yeah. Just I mean, listen to his fucking singing, man.
Well, yeah. I've been saying.
Oh, yeah, that did it too.
Been making music since I was 15. I just have to do it. No, you don't, dude. No offense.
Yeah, Pandora agrees with me. This wins so far.
Really? It was made in 2001.
Maybe, I don't know if maybe that's because he's born again.
Where do you see that?
Oh. Yeah, it says, I walk a dirty path. My life is full of sin. I want to be absolved. I want to be born again.
Oh.
I want to be saved. I want to be saved.
I want to be saved. I want to be saved.
Too bad the new you wasn't born to play any more instruments.
Okay. Very well. For me, it was the first band. And this band.
Oh, Thrash Till Death. At least this drawing doesn't look bad. I mean, they clearly got somebody else to fucking, you know, do their artwork on this part.
That's kind of, that looks like a ripoff of Cannibal Corpse.
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, all this other shit looks stupid.
All right.
Just Factor Crap left?
Yeah. See, my... Fucking Annalise is gone. I mean, she could have fucking like hung out at least to do her question live on air.
She had to do the podcast, dude.
Just saying. Annalise, when you hear this back, you should have stayed. You should have been here. But thanks for showing up anyway. All right, question number one. But fuck you, Dustin. According to French law, a person can marry a deceased person if they can prove that the deceased person intended to marry them before their death. What the fuck is this show, man?
I don't know.
It's just weird.
Okay, one more time.
According to French law, a person can marry a deceased person if they can prove that the deceased person intended to marry them before their death. That sounds right.
Yeah.
To get their like in, their benefits and shit.
I guess. The French are pretty weird. Yeah, I'll take that.
I say yes.
I say yes to you. Pandora says crap.
And
it says fac. Okay. Fac.
She said fac?
Fac with a G at the end. Oh, no, fact. Okay.
Okay. Now we understand.
I say fact. Yeah, we both said fact.
It is fact. Till death do us part and beyond.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ransomware gang. Question number two. Ransomware gangs enlist people not directly involved in the ransomware scheme to deposit the Bitcoin into their private accounts. These people are referred to as biddies, BITTIES, and can earn as much as 20% of a Bitcoin ransom.
That almost sounds too long to be true. Like it's got, you know, it probably changes something in there. Like they're not called biddies or something. I'll say crap.
Ransomware games, or do your little fucking.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Remember when you said you wanted some? You know, sometimes, like, now that I haven't been fighting, like, I can't remember any of this bullshit that I say. Ransomware gangs enlist people not directly involved in the ransomware scheme to deposit the Bitcoin into their private accounts. These people are referred to as biddies and can earn up as much as 20% of Bitcoin I say crap.
Okay, I say crap. Pandora says crap. I'm waiting on Emma.
Okay.
I'll play something annoying until Emma says something.
Always waiting. Oh, God. No. Come on, Emma. All right.
I gotta wait to the break, dude.
Come on. Okay. All right.
Emma, you have a 50-50 chance. Okay, she said crap.
I said crap, too. We all said crap, right?
Yeah.
Watch it be fact. It is crap. Okay. Just in the illegal drug trade, people who transfer Bitcoin on behalf of ransomware gangs are called mules. Oh.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew it was like the name Biddy. Okay, sounds stupid.
Right. That was question number three. These are long-ass questions. You ready?
Yep.
Scientists in Europe have discovered that beech and maple trees can defend themselves against deer that eat saplings and buds from the mature trees. These trees can detect deer saliva, and this triggers the trees to provide growth hormones that encourage more buds to grow and improve the growth of the remaining buds and saplings.
Fucking hell, that is a long one.
I don't want to watch it. Flaccid dick. I'm going to rock hard dicks. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to go through my eye holes. I don't want to watch it. Flaccid dick. I'm going to rock hard dicks. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to go through my eye holes. And I was just, that was you, right? That was you talking?
Well, that was you.
No, but I mean, I was me being you, right?
Of course. I'm sure it was. Okay. That's the only time you do that voice, really.
Because it was true.
Happy birthday. Remember when you said you wanted some?
I say fact. Emma says fact.
You don't want to read that long-ass one again? Do you remember what it was?
Waiting on Pandora now.
Do you remember what it was?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and read it again.
Scientists in Europe have discovered that beech and maple trees can defend themselves against deer that eat saplings and buds from the mature trees. These trees can detect deer saliva, and it has this triggers the trees to produce growth hormones that encourage more buds to grow and improve the growth of the remaining buds and saplings. I say crap.
Pandora blesses you.
Thank you.
Fact.
You say fact?
Yes, I said fact. Emma says fact. Everybody says fact.
It is fact. Shit. Tremendous defense. That's weird. That is a weird thing.
Oh, you said crap?
I said crap, yeah. One, two, three. Question number fucking four.
Hey, what is this?
Listen to him eat popsicles.
Using only his head, the American pro wrestler John Ferraro hammered 38 nails into a wooden plank in 2 minutes, establishing a new world record. When you think of gay, you think, oh, la, 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 you know, gay. Using only his head, the American pro wrestler John Ferraro hammered 38 nails into the wooden plank in 2 minutes, establishing a new world record. I say crap.
I say crap. Emmett says fact, and Pandora says crap. We're split. Well?
Oh, I already answered?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is fact. Oh, wow. John also holds the record for using his head to break the most concrete blocks. That's using your head.
Oh, it was fact?
Yeah, it was fact.
Huh.
Weird. I guess we should we play Pandora's or Annalise's like Black Match or whatever?
I fucked up when I saved this thing, so I got to find it again.
Okay, no, that's fine. She was here. She proved her.
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5.
All right, Annalise. Here's
Pandora's question. It's not as good as Annalise's.
Which question was that?
Here is Pandora's question. It's not as good as Annalise's.
It's both. I need to put some music to that one, though.
All right, Annalise. You got 3 seconds to give them, come back. 1, 2, 3. Research has finally settled the question. Which is more effective against obesity, diet or exercise? The answer is diet. You can't cram a dozen donuts down your throat and expect to burn off the results within a few jumping jacks. Fewer calories, not more movement, is the key to controlling excessive weight in humans.
Fact. All right, make Emma a question real quick, because Pandora's got one, and so
oh, she's like, "What about me?"
And then Dustin.
Is that what that is?
And then
that
Dustin too. Yeah.
So go weirdos. Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's.
All right, Dustin's.
Dustin, your fucking question is gay. I don't know.
All right. Perfect. All right, I say fact. Pandora's is fact.
Yeah, it is. It's fact. What did you say?
I said fact.
Should I read it again? That was pretty easy.
Yeah.
There is no consensus of what... Fuck you. So it's crap. There is no consensus of which is more helpful in combating obesity, diet, or exercise. The combination of both is generally considered to be the best way to fight the fat. Weighty issue. Fuck bags. And that concludes today's episode of Factor Crap. America's the number one. We're almost done, dude.
I mean, we are done, right?
Well, I mean,
oh, with that,
the
yeah.
game.
Yeah,
we're
I got to get some more.
Let's see.
That's a good like couple of months worth, right?
This I think we had this for longer than that, like a couple, like a year.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. Just that left. What's left over?
Oh,
that's good for like a month or two.
Let's see. December, yeah, 2 weeks. These are 2 weeks. So it's the 24th, and then it goes all the way up to it's the 31st. So it's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, Pandora's contesting the question or the answer, as usual.
Yeah, she's shouting. Yeah, I agree, man, because like I said, that the mutual friend of ours, he lost all that weight with that keto shit, and that's mainly fucking eating, you know?
Yeah.
So I call bullshit too, man.
All right.
Fuck off, everybody.
Shit, this is exactly an hour and 30 minutes.
And thanks for listening to my sob story. Well, my sob story. It wasn't really a sob story. It's more of a fucking, like, a story of survival. Just kidding.
It's a story of survival and endurance. God. And sisterly fucking.
Yeah, they got some issues to work it through, you know.
Just get him in a ring with some boxing gloves and, like, make it viral.
Shut up. All right, dick smokers, fuck off.
Annalise actually mentioned dick smokers on her last tweet about us.
Really?
Yeah, she says you say it a lot. Or Tony's obsessed with dick smoking.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I do. Fuck. Thanks for pointing that out.
See, dude, you just never know until someone points
yeah,
out.
Yeah, now that I'm now I'll have habit. To like take the word dick smokers out.
Yeah.
Unless you like dick smokers.
Replace it with something else.
Chode smoker.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'll come up with a new word. I don't know what, though. I mean, dick smokers is pretty good, though. I mean, let's face it, smoking dick is kind of weird.
Pecker goblin.
Goblin cock. All right. What are you going to leave us with? Something by Robert Trujillo?
No, actually, this outro I've had for like 4 weeks or something, but everybody keeps dying, so I had to like do a tribute to fucking Reed Mullen, and then
did anybody die since the last?
So.
Did anybody
better not. Die? I'm not. I'm just playing this anyway. Fuck it. Before you say anything,
somebody died. Somebody from Sixes, but no one knows who Sixes is.
Neil Peart, and then who was the second guy from DRI?
Or Josh Pepe.
Okay. All right. Basically, this is As I Lay Dying without Tim Lambesis. So it's this band called Woven War.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See you guys later.
Watching them all fly by.
wasn't fed through it all. You threw me.